children's well-being recognizes this close relationship between children's emotional health and physical health. This association is receiving a lot of attention as we see an increase in behavior problems, school dropout rates, substance abuse, violence, depression, and child suicide. At present, several children in the United States are suffering from depression, anxiety, and behavior disorders, as you could see by this statistic here. This is from the CDC. Children who live in dysfunctional or economically challenged families or have disabilities are at the highest risk for developing mental health problems. How children view themselves and the ways in which they believe others perceive them form the basis of self-concept. Children's self-image is formed and continuously redefined in ways by which they are talked to and treated by the people around them. In turn, these experiences influence their sense of self-worth or self-esteem. This is what forms the basis of their self-concept. Teachers play such a major role in shaping children's self-esteem. They improve children's chances for achieving success by acknowledging and building on the developmental strengths of each individual child in their care. When adults set realistic goals and expectations from children, they're more likely to experience success and take pride in their accomplishments. And even when children are unsuccessful, their efforts should always be acknowledged. Failures and mistakes must be accepted as part of the learning process. Failure recovery is what will help children to grow and build. And that's where we come in as adults to help show them the way to do so. In doing so, the children begin to learn important lifelong lessons about initiative, risk-taking, problem-solving, and handling the adversity. However, we should also exercise caution, according to Maratz, and never judge children solely upon their accomplishments or failures, or make a comparison with other children. But always remember, each child is a unique and valued individual. As teachers and care providers, we have a very strategic position for reinforcing children's development of social-emotional competence. We create opportunities for children to acquire and practice effective communication, behavior management, and decision-making skills, and we provide the supportive environment that helps children to develop positively in these directions. Play is so important too. Again, major part of what we do is working with younger children. Play has an integral role in practicing sound mental health principles by being responsive and supportive, by preventing emotional problems. It teaches children effective social communication and anger management skills. It also teaches children excellent problem-solving skills, all skills that will help a child later in life. When children develop positive self-esteem and have confidence in their own abilities, they will continue to grow in ways that will help them when they become young adults and adults.